Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Ayman Azim, founder and director of Technova Industries. Ayman, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So to get us started, why don't you tell me a little bit about your business?
Yeah, Technova Industries, we want to change actually the world. We developed the software that can connect to any security system and use all the data to provide a better management of our cities and our businesses. A simple example, we can connect and retrieve all the traffic pattern in a city from the traffic cameras, cross it with the weather forecast and also number of incidents in that road. And basically, we can offer the city an insight saying, don't do road constructions this week because it's going to be a busy week. It's the weather is nice outside. Everybody will be outside. So don't do road constructions. It's going to be a big congestion if you do it. So that's what we're offering today to our cities and businesses.
Interesting. Gotcha. Appreciate the concrete example there. And like to dig a little bit more into what that technology looks like, what it can do. But first, I guess I'll introduce kind of the news hook here for our interview. You know, earlier this month, of course, your business was announced as one of the six startups joining Generator's latest Madison cohort. So I wanted to ask you, you know, what do you hope to gain from this experience? Are you going to continue to develop your product, or is your product kind of ready to go and you got to work on the business side? Just kind of hoping to hear your perspective on what this experience is going to be like for you and what you hope to gain.
We're always looking to innovate and add more technologies and follow up with what's new in the innovation area. And being a part of Generator Madison Spring Cohort is a great opportunity to get into the ecosystem and Wisconsin ecosystem. Wisconsin ecosystem has great tech and great people leading this tech. And we want to bring this new piece of technology to help our communities, and Generator Madison helped us a lot getting into the ecosystem and deploying our technology for the better of the cities.
Terrific. What's the timeline for joining this program for the spring cohort, and how long does it run?
Actually, it's running now, and it will end by the end of May. So May 31st, it will help us, as I said, getting into the ecosystem, knowing the pain points in that our communities are facing, and try to provide the use cases to solve them and make life easier around in Wisconsin and nationwide, I would say.
Excellent. Well, glad to hear that you are going to be starting here in Wisconsin. And can you explain more about where your company is at in terms of, you know, the startup life cycle? Are you still developing your product, or are you in an investment cycle? Are you seeking investment right now? Maybe paint us a picture of where the business is at.
We're looking to expand our offering to other segments. So we're looking to develop more use cases, but we want to understand in each segment, what are the pain points? We know that Wisconsin is a big dairy industry. So we know that farmers don't have a lot of time during their days. And we're trying to tackle that, offering a software that can count their livestock for livestock farms, so they can spend more time doing other important things than just counting their livestock. That will make their life easier, and it will probably reduce their stress about their livestock, because when we have animals, we stress about their wellness for sure. So we want to help with this too. And our software is able to do it through the cameras they have, through the security systems they have, and also monitor all the, I would say, all the parameters, I would say oxygen, light, humidity in a farm, and be able to provide the ideal combination of this parameter for the wellness of the livestock, which is very important for them. So we want to save them time first, because we know time is a pain point for them. We also tackle in other segments like retail, where we can easily collect the data and cross the data between the weather. Like if I go in a store, for example, and it's very warm outside, the first thing I want to see is water, you know? So during this summer, when it will be very, very warm, we can just provide that insight to the store, like put a fridge in the at the entrance of the store so people can grab water. So that's for the customer experience, to have a better experience in a store. So yeah, we are tackling all these segments. So we are in a very early stage of development. We have some use cases for our cities and businesses, and we're gonna be developing more and more for the next couple of years. Yeah, so we're early stage and continuing and transforming the industries.
Hey, that's an exciting stage to be at. And again, I appreciate more of those concrete examples. It's really interesting how it sounds like your system can interface with all these existing networks, existing technology, to just kind of provide new insights. That's pretty cool. And Eamon, what brought you to the world of startups in the first place? Can you maybe share a brief tidbit on your background?
Well, I'm a security industry guy. I worked in the security industry my whole life, starting by doing programs for alarm and access control systems. And today, this industry is very outdated and very old, because it costs a lot of money to change the infrastructure. So it's about bringing a new way to look at security. Security for a long time was used to enforce, and we want to take the security systems out of that enforcement. It's more helping people not get to the problem. It's like road rage. Road rage, for example, is because people get in congestion traffic, in traffic jams, and it leads to road rage, and then we enforce those people who get into a fight. So instead of doing that, we want to avoid the traffic, so the problem doesn't occur at all. So that's our vision. It's using security systems to bring more for our communities without using them just to enforce.
Terrific. That's really interesting how that ties into your background. Appreciate you sharing that insight. And then Eamon, to wrap up here, we're almost out of time, but I just want to ask you briefly, what does the future of Technova Industries look like? Where do you see the business maybe in 5 years from now?
That's a very good question. We're thinking step by step here. So we're looking at investment opportunities, but we're looking also to our vision. Our long-term vision is to make the world a better place to live, but also we need to go out there and have people supporting us and our communities supporting us, our politics supporting us in what we do, because that's very important to develop a software or a product that can solve problems and not just taking directions for only business purposes. So we have these, we know that business is difficult out there. We're going to go out there, do business, but we also want to have that vision following us in our journey and be able to say, hey, this is our vision. This is what we want to bring to communities. And this is the way to do it. So we want the support of the people and the politics, and it's the only way to do it.
Well, Eamon, I understand that your company also landed a recent award. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. We're very proud, actually, of this award, because it is a recognition to our team, but also to a Wisconsin company. We had actually a booth at ISUS, which is the International Security Conference, the largest in the security industry in the U.S., and we were competing against hundreds of companies, and we won this award being the best convergence and integration system software, and we brought that award to Wisconsin. Today, it allowed us to have to gain exposure nationwide and also worldwide, because it's a worldwide convention. It took place in Las Vegas. It was great being there, meeting with people and knowing that there is something to do for them. that's what it's all about.
Sounds great, Eamon. Well, thank you for sharing your perspective on your business, all the different industries you're hoping to touch. It's, as I said, an exciting time to be a startup company leader. And congratulations again on the opportunity with Generator.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me here. And thank you to all of the supporting communities and to Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Thanks again for coming on the WISP Business Podcast.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.